censorship.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap.
Hey.
I gotta carry him. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Headlines and Headaches. I'm your host, Larry H. Gardner. And the H stands for Happy Easter, everybody, or Happy Resurrection Sunday this coming up. So, I labeled this the trial of Derek Chauvin. Now, everybody knows who Derek Chauvin is, but those of you who've been living under a cave for the past year, he is the person, the cop, the ex-cop, or bastard, that murdered George Floyd in Minnesota with putting a knee on his neck, just letting you know who he was. So, good afternoon to everybody that's on my Facebook Live. Kit Warren, what's up? Mary Tripizamo, what's going on? This is Headlines and Headaches is sponsored by the Adams Board of Greater Cleveland. If you are in trouble, if you're having fentanyl and somebody that has fentanyl problems, call the Adams Board as well. So let's get into this because it's Friday, you know, and I ain't got nothing to do. So here's the thing. Before I get into this, I wanted to bring up a quote from somebody that I saw earlier on a post. And shout out to Ryan, Alyssa Jokum. And I'm going to say this right now. So let me just bring this up right now. So excuse me for just a second. You heard that. So this is what Ryan, Alyssa Jokum said about this, the trial of Derek Chauvin. I'm just going to say it. And if you take offense, I am clearly talking to you. And I honestly don't really care. Anyone who believes that George Floyd wasn't murdered, especially after seeing his trial, is a disgraceful, heartless, and disgusting human. And I mean that from the bottom of my beautiful heart. Thank you, Ryan, for saying that. Here's the thing. George Floyd was murdered. Let's just put this out there. He was murdered by Derek Chauvin, the police officer, the ex-cop, along with three of his other buddies. Derek Chauvin is getting his trial by himself because he was the main person that put his knee on his neck. Then when people were telling him to let up on George Floyd, pretty much Derek Chauvin just gave that look like, I ain't gonna do a damn thing. What you gonna do about it? That's what the look he gave. He gave a look like one of those old slave masters that was beating the slaves in the cotton fields, like you can't do nothing to me. The thing about it is like the rights of African American people were violated. The death of George Floyd caused a whole bunch of protests and riots, including the burning down of police stations all across this country. Let me just say this about the whole situation about Derek Chauvin. To me, I don't care about what little Nas X and his Satan shoes, wherever they are, was a distraction to the real demon, which is Derek Chauvin. I'm really getting sick and tired of these so-called police officers who swore and protect people for the law, turn around and try to destroy the sanctity of the African-American community, period, point blank. I'm sick and tired of it. This is stupid. This is driving me crazy. It has always drove me crazy and things of that nature. So, as I'm going to my IG at this particular point in time, I want to tell y'all this. I'm going to say this with the utmost respect for any particular police officer that is on the force right now. You should be upset too. You should really be upset too. You should be upset to the point where you want this guy. You should be upset where you want this guy fired, where you want this guy put in jail. Forget about firing. He should be thrown in jail, period. Derek Chauvin should be thrown in jail for the rest of his natural life. I don't care if it is second degree murder or third degree murder. He should spend the maximum time in prison. 216-772-0500 is the number you can call in. The thing about it is there's no debate on this issue. There is absolutely, positively no debate on this issue. This man is a sick monster. That wasn't justice. That was murder. Derek Chauvin killed that man. And the rest of the world is watching, because not only did America protest, but the rest of the world. You got people in London, England, and Africa, and Kenya, all over the world protesting for the justice of George Floyd. They want justice for George Floyd. This is a sick, perverted human being who should go to jail forever. I mean, his wife already left him. What does he have to live for, pretty much? He's a coward. Derek Chauvin is nothing but a coward. A sick, criminalistic coward who should not, and I repeat, who should not see the light of day. He did this. He knew what he was doing. The thing about it is the one guy who was the witness saying the EMT, like, they had to call the police on the police. The EMTs tried to help George Floyd. Him and his three other cronies, Chauvin, was the ringleader. And the thing about it is that the reason why I say that Derek Chauvin has to be punished to the fullest extent, because he can't walk. Like I said in one of my podcasts on Anchor, if he walks, this country will burn again. It'll burn again. It will burn again. Derek Chauvin cannot walk. Derek Chauvin cannot walk away from this unscathed. Derek Chauvin must spend the rest of his, hopefully close to the rest of his life in jail. And the thing about it is, I don't care if the family got paid $27 million. You know how much lawyers cost these days? I don't care if the family got $27 million, if his children and his people got $27 million. $27 million is not worth a human life. So what, they got a couple of million in their pocket, they can pick every single black man, woman, and child off the face of the planet one by one, especially in this country? Just because they got millions of dollars to pay the family off? What about the family? They're not going to be, you think they're not affected too? This is psychological, physical, and mental warfare and spiritual warfare against African American people and other minorities in this country. All the Asians, you're in it too. Just like everybody else, the Asians are in it too. Stop Asian hate. You see somebody going around here shooting and killing Asian people for no damn reason. You in it too. You're not exempt. Arabs, we already know about the terrorism thing. But there's domestic terrorists, and they don't look like anybody that I know who's Arab. The thing about it is, by the way, one of the suspects in the Capitol Hill riots who tried to ram a police car died. Well, should have never been there in the first place. Sorry. I'm actually having no sympathy at this particular point right now. I mean, it is going to be Resurrection Sunday. But the thing is that I really don't care about having any sympathy, because of look at what was going on. Like I said, Derek Chauvin should never, ever see the light of day ever, ever again. He should never see the light of day ever, ever again. He can, like somebody said, he's going to skate. I was like, yeah, he can skate right on into the electric chair. Bzzz, bzzz. Sound like a buzzer. Bzzz. I don't care about that. All I care is about the African-American people who are suffering. And if you see, I don't care if it's 8 minutes and 46 seconds or the defense attorney said 9 minutes and 29 seconds. And there's really no defense. I don't know what his defense team is coming up with. You're sick. He's a sick freak. Derek Chauvin is a sick freak. He did this. And if you are a law enforcement listening to this broadcast on www.voiceitradio.com on the 2nd of April 2021. If you want to chime in at 216-772-0500, please do so. Because I want to hear your thoughts about this. I know a couple of y'all out there, especially African-American police officers, retired cops, anything like that. If you're listening, you can listen to this. If you're listening right now, what is the justification for Derek Chauvin to have a knee on George Floyd's neck while he was calling for his mama before he died? What is the justification in that? Tell me the damn justification. Try to defend this POS. Try to defend Derek Chauvin. And this is not the trial of George Floyd by any means. Let me explain something. I don't care if that brother was high on like three kinds of drugs. He didn't deserve to die. The coroner said that he died of asphyxiation. That means somebody was choking the life out of him or putting a knee right there where he can't move. He was already on the ground. He wasn't going anywhere. The store that called the police on George Floyd because they thought he had a fake 20 regretted doing it. They just wanted to send him because they didn't know he was going to die that day. The worst come to worst that should have happened was he was arrested, fined for the fake 20. If he did some time, whatever. But he could have been alive. He could have been alive that day. He was supposed to live. And the thing about it is, as far as Derek Chauvin is concerned, this is not the first time he's done this. It's just that he killed somebody in the process. There was six times that Derek Chauvin, the report was, it was six times that he did this to somebody. George Floyd was the seventh. Unfortunately, God said the number seven is the seventh level, the seventh number of completion. So this should complete Derek Chauvin's reign of terror because right now Derek Chauvin should go to jail. And I am holding back. Y'all know me. Because the thing about it is like the reason I'm not laying in a tirade of profanity-laden statements is because I want the message to come across clear. And I know that every single African-American man out there who are my friends, that could have been one of us. That could have been me on the ground with a knee to my neck. My son don't have no father no more. So it gives us a lot of PTSD. As far as looking at the police, that's why people are running from the police. Now we can't. The thing about it is we don't know as African-American people if we're going to live or die if we run into a cop. You know how frustrating that is? We try to serve and protect the law. We're law-abiding citizens. We just happen to run into the police officer just walking down the street or driving down there. Like I said, this is not the first time, but instead of him getting shot, they made him suffer. They tortured George Floyd, Derek Chauvin, and his three evil co-workers tortured George Floyd. So Derek Chauvin should not go free. And it'll set the precedent for the other three men's trials that if Derek Chauvin gets his head chopped off and goes to jail, then they're looking at the same fate. Good. That's what he deserves. Off top. I don't want to hear what the defense has to say. Bias? Maybe. No. Yeah, I'm biased. My idea, what they're trying to tell us is that our eyes are deceiving us. Our eyes are lying to us. My eyes are maybe bad, but I may wear glasses, but my eyes are not lying. When I saw the footage, what I saw was a man dying, calling for his dead mother because he knew that he was going to join her because this dude would not let up off of his neck. And every African-American man, no matter what party affiliation, no matter how you feel, you can't defend this evil type of action. You can't defend it. There is no defense for it. There was never a defense for it when it happened to Tamir Rice, when the cop jumped out 3 seconds and shot and killed a 13-year-old boy playing with a toy gun in the middle of a park. There was no defense for Michael Brown, Sandra Bland. There was no defense for Trayvon Martin. By the way, I still want to kill George Zimmerman. By the way, I will still, if I ever see George Zimmerman, it's gonna be a problem. Period. Because it's a problem now. There's no justification. Breonna Taylor still should be alive. She was just sleeping. And the cop shot through her door. And the AG that didn't prosecute, screw him too. For any racist, if you got racist friends, get rid of them now. Or call them out on their BS. Because I will. I have no problem. The thing about it is like I'm looking at witnesses crying. I'm looking at this trial. I'm seeing all this stuff. And the only thing that I can say is that Derek Chauvin must be put down. I don't like him. I don't like his demeanor in court, and he's not even sweating in court. He's sitting there chilling, like this is a damn party or something. I want him to sweat. I want him to crap in his pants. I want him to do something. I want him to sweat a little. I want him to take some water on top of his head. Like, I'm going to jail. I want him to feel our pain. I want him and every other racist POS to feel the pain of what's been happening to African-American families, communities, men, women, and children for the past systemic racism for the past 400-odd plus years, all the civil rights movements. I want him to feel our ancestors who died jumping in the sea, getting eaten by sharks so they can escape the terror that was come as far as slavery. I want him to feel all of that. All of it. I want him to feel us. I want him to let him feel it. I don't want the judge criticizing no witnesses, nothing. I want the jury to let him have it. Whatever they can do, do it to the extent of the sin of the law. Because I swear for God, if it doesn't happen, I might not bring a torch. I might not bring the torch for the burning. I might just buy some lighters. I might not be walking. May or may not. But I might fund the Ubers and the Lyfts and the taxi cabs to the protest, to the riot. I might not be throwing a rock. But best and believe, I'll be over there chipping away the rocks, making new ones so they can have something to throw, period, point blank. I'm not playing. Period. And nobody else should be playing. I'm going to take some notes at this particular point in time. And I'm going to look at some comments, for real. So, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of our votes being suppressed. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. George Floyd needs justice. Justice. Period. Now that I've added my rant. Thank you, Joy, Natalie, Kit, Warren, what's up? Mary Trevisano. I mean, it is unbearable to watch, Mary. What up, Richard? Yeah. No, I ain't got them new Nas X. I don't do Satan shoes. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I don't do those. I don't do Satan shoes. By the way, Nike is suing the company that manufactured those shoes for Lil Nas X because they don't want to be associated with them. So everybody knows that, you know, Lil Nas X will say, this is not freedom of speech. Listen, dude, you made the shoes custom for you. You try to put Nike's logo on them. You already knew what was going to happen. It's not free speech. It's like copyright infringement. If somebody wanted to use your name, Lil Nas X, and you will be mad as hell. So whatever you want to do, listen. the video this, the video that. I don't really care about the video because right now we got a whole ass demon sitting up there in the courtroom in Minnesota. Like I said before, y'all, like when I said a couple of months ago when this came out, watch this trial. Watch this trial. See how they do it. Because not only are we watching, but the whole world is watching. Yeah, the guy was a nut, Ewan. He was a big nut. Shout out to Joy, Natalie, Mary, Dr. Montgomery. You know, he wasn't found guilty yet, Joy. The trial is still going. He should be found guilty. I don't want this to be another situation where everybody said that the family got paid and he walks. Screw that. What is it? What did Tupac say in I Wonder If Heaven Got a Ghetto? Tell me what's a black life worth? A bottle of juice is no excuse. No excuse. The truth hurts. Pretty much. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. George Floyd should still be alive. Ahmaud Arbery should still be alive. Breonna Taylor should still be alive. Tamir Rice should still be alive. Trayvon Martin should still be alive. Michael Brown, Sandra Bland should still be alive. Philandro Castile should still be alive. They were murdered by cops, or people that wanted to be cops, and they weren't murdered by us. They weren't murdered in their own community, all that. Don't give me that BS about, see, the thing about the narrative is, what about black on black crime? I want to hear about this. This is the people that's supposed to protect us from the criminals in the neighborhood, in the community, but those same people who are supposed to protect and serve the police are turning into the criminals that we're fearing the most. Forget the Bloods, the Crips, the Vice Lords, the Folks, all these other gangs around here, the Latin Kings, things of that nature. The police department is becoming the biggest gang in America. Let me say this for the people in the back. The police department is becoming the biggest gang in America because they can shoot and kill any minority they want to, and they get a slap on a wrist and a paid vacation, calling it a suspension. The fact of the matter is that Derek Chauvin was fired is one part. That part, but the other part is he's got to go to jail. Yeah, let the gangs get him in prison. And put him in gin pop. See how long he lasts there. I wanted to see how long he lasts there. Because not only did that, George Floyd Derek Chauvin, when he murdered George Floyd, indirectly caused the riots that was along the summer. Everybody rose up. I ain't hear about Antifa until the riots started. I ain't hear about these other groups until the riots started, for real. All this other stuff, I ain't hear about this till the riots started. When the riots started, bro, when the city started burning, and it happened here. Columbus here, downtown Justice Center, it was closed down. He caused all this, so he's got to go to jail because he cost billions of dollars of businesses all across this country. Him and his three people, because we saw it. We saw it with our own eyes, and my eyes didn't lie to me. They didn't lie to you, and it's being played over and over again. They had to see it in their 15-year-old girls. And children saw this man dying, getting murdered by this cop. Children saw it. 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 15-year-olds. There was a 15-year-old recording this. What? There is no defense. Derek Chauvin should be in the courtroom begging for mercy to the judge. Derek Chauvin should be begging for mercy. He should be sweating. He should wear Depends because he's taking so many craps in his pants in the courtroom. Him and the other three should be begging for mercy. Mercy. He looked too cool for school for me. Like there's some fish in the game. Period. This don't smell. It's like he should be begging for mercy. He killed a man in cold blood, and he ain't give a damn. And he did it, but like the thing about it is, this one just took. Period. I'm tired of this. As an African American man, I'm tired of this. What's up, Cher? James Satola. And the thing about it is, they find him, like, they need to find him. The trial still, for everybody that's hearing me rant, the trial is still going on. Let me just say this. The trial is still going on of George Floyd. I mean, Derek Chauvin. Let me stop that. The trial is still going on. So we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about more people that got arrested but got off. So if you're listening at www.voiceofradio.com, you're listening to the sounds of Dwele, What's Not to Love About Her. We'll be right back.
You're more than a pretty face, girl with a curvy shape.
We are Voice of Radio, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on voiceofradio.com.
Hi, I'm Lillian Piles.
And I'm Harry Boomer.
Join us every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be covering all aspects of theater, film, and the performing arts right here from Northeast Ohio.
We will also tell you about what national major productions are coming to town. Don't miss Backstage with Lillian Piles and Harry Boomer every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on voicehitradio.com.
This is Dr. Dre from Yo on TV Raps Today. You're listening to Voice Hit Radio right here. Check it out.
Hello, this is Larry H. Gardner, host of Headlines and Headaches on voicehitradio.com. Fentanyl is the leading cause of drug overdose deaths in Cuyahoga County. It is now found in powdered cocaine, crack cocaine, meth, and heroin. Any drug may contain fentanyl. If you use drugs, never use alone and carry Narcan in case of overdose. Call the Adams Board 24-hour addiction line and mental health crisis hotline at area code 216-623-6888. That's 216-623-6888 if you are ready for help.
What's poppin', y'all? This your girl, Miss Smoke, and you know I'm tuned in with Voice of Radio.
Yeah, it's Big 40, man. I'm always tuned in to Voice of Radio.
What's poppin'? It's your girl, Uzi Susie, and I'm tuned in to Voice of Radio.
It's your player, partner, Fang.
What up, man? It's your boy, Big Hef.
What's going on, man? It's 55 Bags.
What's going on? It's your favorite host, Twine Zo.
What up? It's your boy, Chris Frank.
Yo, for real, though, it's your girl, Miss BJ, and I'm tuned in to Voice of Radio.
What's poppin'? It's your boy, TZ from the Clear. Motion Picture Gang of Don't Bang, and you all listening to Voice of Radio.
It's Artazar, and you are now tuned in to Voice of Radio.
What up with it? It's your boy, Q Nice, man.
What's poppin'? It's your girl, Jesse Jets, and I'm here, and I'm always tuned in to Voice of Radio.
This is Greg Champion of GDC Solutions, LLC. You're tuned in to voiceitradio.com.
DJ Danny, a.k.a. Mr. Gonta, Yellow Taliban Dan. I'm here with voiceitradio.com.
Hey, what's poppin'? This is Don De Niro, Mr. Money for the Gringos, and you already know I'm tuned in to voiceitradio.com.
G-Fresh checking in all the way down from the Midwest, Naptown. What it do, Cleveland? What's happening, man?
This your boy, Money Making Campaign, and when I'm out here with Adventures Music, we rocking with Voice It Radio.
Yo, 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 what's good? JJ Cicero in the building. And whether I'm in Cali or whether I'm in Cleveland, I'm always rocking out with voiceradio.com. One love.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Yo, this is Dr. Dre from Yo on TV Raps Today. You're listening to Voice Hit Radio right here. Check it out.
We are Voice Hit Radio, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on voiceradio.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, DJ Armani Range. We'd love to hear from you guys. Call in at 216-772-0500.
Eat 'em up, 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 eat 'em up.
Whether you
you're a Clevelander by birth or choice, sizzle on down to Ohio City Barbecue and taste our award-winning ribs, pulled pork, and tender brisket located at 3829 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. For all your barbecue needs, catering, or delivery, give us a call at 216-417-5987.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy, EP, the show host, and you are tuned in to the number one internet station in all the land, VoicesRadio.com.
Why are you looking like that again? Seriously, miss? I cannot deal with these insecurities. This dude is really stressing me out. I got too much I'm trying to do.
Okay,
really,
well, you know what?
Let it go.
I don't even need to hear the story. I'm going to take you to this club around the block because I got my new Chanel jacket.
It's hair great. Done. Is Kim coming?
We're going to go pick up Kim.
Okay.
Let it go for real.
Holla. You need to get it if he don't want to love you the right way. He ain't going to. It ain't where he's at. It's where he want to be.
Yo, Keisha.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're back. Headlines and headaches on voicesradio.com. Shout out to my girl RC Glenn for coming in. Pretty much I'm going to say a happy birthday to my girl E Lili in the place to be. E Lili, happy birthday to you, my Facebook friends. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating in April. I didn't fall for y'all April Fool's jokes. Right, so you listening to the sounds of Keisha Cole and Missy Elliott, Let It Go. There's some things you can't let go, though, like this racism, what's going on. So I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all right now. Before I do, this show is sponsored by the Adams Board. If you have a problem with drugs or alcohol, with fentanyl, anything else like that, call the Adams Board. Call-in number to this show is 216-772-0500 at this particular point in time. So let me get back into what I was saying. Before I had to go to break. All right. I talked about how Derek Chauvin should go to jail and should spend the rest of his life, significant time, if not the rest of his life, which I really, really want, significant time in jail. Let me tell you who hasn't been spending time in jail. Brock Turner. Remember Brock? Remember that bastard? He raped somebody. He was a Stanford graduate. And the judge, this is why it's so important to be in your local office, local elections, especially for judge. The judge said it would be too stressful on him and let him go. He's only spent like 3 months in jail, maybe even that. He was supposed to have been six, but he spent three. What's up, Twain? Twain is running for, he's going to be on the show probably sometime soon. Twain McGee is running for council. So, you know, it's always good to have somebody that's stepping up and taking to the plate. Twain McGee, strong young brother. All right, let me just say this. Brock Turner, Dylan Roof. Let me explain. Dylan Roof went into a church, killed nine people that were praying. They invited them in, and the gratitude that he gave them was shooting them, killing nine people. In Charleston, South Carolina. You know what Dylan Roof got? Not a bullet to the face, not a knee to the neck, but Burger King. Burger King! And I know the ad of the status quo is you. This is the You Already Know segment right now. You already know, Larry, if it was a black dude that did that, he would have been dead already. But since Dylan Roof and Brock Turner were Caucasian, and this is nothing against to my Caucasian friends, because of the white privilege in this country, that's why they're still alive. But George Floyd has an alleged fake 20 and he's dead. Sandra Bland throws a cigarette out of her car and she's dead. Tamir Rock, on and on and on, these stories keep getting. And I know that these stories happened in the past, but the difference is that we have more access to information. I'm saying this. This is the most, like, this is not justice. This is just us, because that's who they punish, is just us. That's why I said it's more important for these local elections because you got to know who you're electing so they can bring out justice to everybody. Are there criminals around the country? Yes, they are. Unfortunately, right now, some of them wear badges. That's why everybody talks about defunding the police or police reform, because of the simple fact of the matter is these cops, who are killer cops, keep going out on these streets. And like I said, this was not Derek Chauvin's first rodeo. He had six other complaints to where he almost killed somebody. George Floyd was seven. George Floyd is dead by the hands of Derek Chauvin. Derek Chauvin's a punk to me, and he should be sweating more in that courtroom than he already is. The sick part about this whole thing is that it's acceptable. Murder, no matter who's in charge, should never be acceptable. Like child molestation by a certain congressperson, senator, Republican senator, should never be acceptable. None of this should never be acceptable. None of it. None of this BS. I wish I can go to the courtroom myself. I'm so angry I could punch Derek Chauvin in the face. I would go to jail happily. If not punch, spit in that man's face. Because he spit in the face of everybody when everybody, and it was recorded. It wasn't silent. It wasn't a isolated incident. He put his, like, the thing about it is, we as African American people and other minorities feel like get your knee off our neck because y'all been having it suffocating them, because America has had it and suffocated it on us for years. Period. And it's tiring. And the EMTs couldn't help because the cops, those cops, the other cops were standing in interference while Derek Chauvin was killing this man. And don't give me something about he shouldn't have resisted, he should have complied. That's the racist talking. I will call you a racist for saying it. And I'm like, if you're black, I'm going to call you out on it. Period. He should have. There's no much more complying in the world. The man died. The EMT said by the time they got to him, the cops didn't want to help him out. The day he was already dead. Already dead. Already. Like I said, the world is watching this trial. You don't think America's just what? No. The world. HLN, CNN, the news stations that are covering, the whole world's watching this trial. The whole world's watching what America's going to do. And hopefully the White House is watching this trial. Hopefully President Biden and Vice President Harris, they're watching this trial with all the stuff they have to do. Or somebody's briefing them on it, seeing how this goes. Because now you're going to need to defund the police. And the thing about it is, as much as President Biden, as people push President Biden, and I said Biden is better than Trump, he is. But the thing about it is like, you don't want this to happen under your watch, Joe. You don't. Because the same vitriol that I came after for the Orange one, the former occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, was the same vitriol I will come after you if Derek Chauvin walks. Oh, and don't get me started on the jury and the minister in this trial. If Minnesota burns because this man walks, well, flame on. They should delight it. Like, the thing about it is, the team, the NFL team is named the Minnesota Vikings, right? And Vikings used to come in and pillage and burn villages to the ground. Well, there will be Vikings in protests. Will burn Minnesota to the ground. All of it. They did it before. They'll do it again. That's why City Hall is barbed up. You ain't see that. Like, we ain't see this coming. I told y'all to watch out for it. I said watch out for it. It's going to be some smoke in the city, by the way. I'm going to to take some comments. Yes, they should be charged with first-degree murder. What's up? This is the most evil, heinous act. Worst tragedy I've seen in my entire life, Mary. I understand. To Wayne, what's up? Alexandria Ramos, what's going on? Charmaine Fleetwood, how you doing, beautiful? Everybody else, listen, all you beautiful, lovely people, try to enjoy your Resurrection Sunday. That's what I call it. Bring it up. If you got some stuff you want to give to the kids, please do so. But here's my problem. This is just my problem. And I'm going to say it. The reason I said the way that I said it is because it is. This should be the future for every single, this for all the police officers out there. Whenever you detain somebody, this should show you your punishment if you don't comply with treating people human. If they don't have a weapon, you should not treat them the way that Derek Chauvin treated George Floyd. He treated George Floyd like trash. And not only that, he had to look where, I got my knee on his neck, now what? What you gonna do to the rest of everybody? He didn't care. Here's the thing. The face he showed was the face of a demon. He didn't care if he was being videotaped or his picture was being taken. He didn't give a damn. He didn't care. He did not care. That's why Black History Month should be every single day. Not just February. Every single day. I'll tell the truth. Here's the thing. I'll tell the truth. I'm suffering a little bit from PTSD from looking at that dang thing myself. I had to turn it off. Because every time I turned it on and saw it and heard George Floyd, I wanted to punch my television. I know I can't afford another flat screen. And one of them was given to me as a gift. Shout out to my brother and brother-in-law and my sister, Sharice and Vitaly Turbin, for the Christmas gift. I can't destroy their gift. Otherwise, the fact that the thing about it is, if I would have bought it, I probably would have got another one because I probably would have wrecked it at this particular point in time because I wanted to throw it out the window. And I live on the third floor of my apartment building. So it would have been, it would have been a thud. It would have been a thud. I'm just tired, man. Every African-American man should be looking at this. If explaining to his young son or daughter what's going on, even if you have to answer the difficult questions, how to explain this to my son, Jalen. So it's very difficult. And it raised the country. And the thing about it is that we, as the slaves, built this land. Now let's flip the tables here. Let's play devil's advocate when this goes to you already know. If George Floyd had his knee on Derek Chauvin's neck, if Dylan Roof was black and he shot up a whole bunch of Caucasians in a Protestant church while they were playing or taking mass, if Rock Turner was black or any other minority, you think that justice would have already been served? No, them Negroes would have never made it out. Derek Chauvin would have never, George Floyd, if he did that to Derek Chauvin, would not only be arrested, would be fired, arrested, but tried and convicted in the same week. There have been no protests. There have been no riots. And why should we have to riot to get justice? Why do we have to destroy some stuff and burn shit down to get justice? Yeah, I slipped. So what? Why do we have to do that to get justice? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why do we have to do that to get justice for real? We should be able to get justice without worrying about the consequences of letting killer cops go free. There shouldn't be no barbed wire on there. This shouldn't be highly contested. It should be, oh, this cop's about to go to jail and he's about to do a stretch, a long time. He's about to get a long paid state vacation. That's what they call it when you go to prison. Derek Chauvin right now, we shouldn't even be talking about if he's going to walk or not. We should talk about how long, and I'm pardon my friends for this one, we should talk about how long when Derek Chauvin goes to jail, gets in the population as he's somebody's bitch. That's what we should be talking about. We shouldn't be worried about if he walks. He should never walk. Derek Chauvin should walk his behind right into jail and get it locked and throw away the key. And you know what they do to cops in jail? Good. We should not worry about that. But we are. Because of what happened last summer. By the way, during a pandemic when there was no vaccines available. Let that sink in. During a pandemic when there was no vaccines available and everybody was wearing masks, they was wearing masks, throwing rocks, stones, bricks, fire, destroying police stations every single where with stuff being broken in, glass. Remember those scenes that the cities were on lockdown, curfews, not only because of the pandemic, but because there was National Guard rolling up in here trying to keep the peace. It happened in every single city. What will it take? If you're the jury in that trial, there is clear-cut case of he did what he did. And I don't know what the defense lawyers are doing trying to ask these particular questions, trying to open and close and shut. I don't think they have an answer neither. This guy should be going to jail. Right now. There's no discussion. Because like I said, the world is watching us. And like I said, you already know thing, if Derek Chauvin were black cop doing this to an innocent civilian, he would have been lynched already. If George Floyd was the cop and Derek Chauvin was the victim, he would have been lynched already. But make no mistake, George Floyd, no matter what his past was, is the victim of murder. He was victimized by a man that was supposed to protect the community, including him. He lived in the community. George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin, an ex-police officer. Like Martin Luther King was murdered. Like Malcolm X was murdered, but they were assassinated. They were murdered. Like Sandra Bland was murdered. Philando Castile was murdered. Breonna Taylor was murdered. We got murderers wearing badges, portraying themselves as police officers. Because they feel like because they put on that badge every day, they have a license to kill. That's bullshit to me. And the thing about it is, one of the worst parts about this whole thing is that we have to worry, there's a 50-50 chance that jury is going to be hung or they're going to let him walk. If they do, this country is going to burn. Because there's people who are like me, who are angrier than me, who are not on social media, who are looking at this trial, and they are waiting, anticipating, no debating. They're waiting and anticipating to mess some stuff up. They want a wreck, so they want a wreck shop. They are waiting. You know they're waiting. If you boarded your businesses up before, watch this trial to see once the end of the trial, the defense is supposed to come on next week. Now, you're going to hear a lot of ignorant stuff about George Floyd's past. Don't let that sway you. Just say, you know what, he needs to be found guilty. Public opinion calls for justice. Sometimes I feel like the judicial systems was Judas was to Jesus. They betray us. They betray us. just like Judas did to Jesus. Period. They turn like, the thing about it is sometimes when you are not in a certain class, they turn on you. And this is why that we need to elect judges that, and we need police reform. Will I say defund the police? Yeah. I'm going to say defund the police. But the reason I'm saying defund the police is this. That money could be used for mental health. They need more training. They need more polish. And the bottom line is that these same police officers that destroyed the trust of the community, there'll be others who are better trained to revitalize the community. I see that it's time for me to wrap it up just a little bit. It's 5:55. So I'm going to say this before I go. And this is to everybody. See, the thing about it is the black man wants... The thing about it is the black man doesn't want to do what the white man did to him. The black man doesn't want to enslave the white man for 400 years. We just want justice. We don't want to rape his... We don't want to kill his children. We don't want to rape his women or men. We don't want to make them have free labor. We don't want to do that. We just want justice. That part. The other part is that what we want is we want the same freedoms as you enjoy. We don't want to hurt you, enslave you, cause you to feel inadequate, call you names because of your skin color or your nationality. We don't want to bash you because you choose a different path than we do. We don't want to kill you, maim you, destroy you. Pretty much, we don't want to use you as a human shield in our wars. We don't want to use you. We don't want to use you and take your religion and abuse you with it. All we want is the same justices as you have, period, point blank. But until we get them, the liberty and justice for all to African Americans and other minorities will be just one big fat ass lie to us. So until that happens, until we can live free without worrying about anticipation, until we are being represented by the system that is supposed to protect us, until we have more people that look like us in offices that hold power, significant power, until we have more people like that, then liberty and not be admonished for it and not have our past brought up and not have us not only our character assassinated but physically assassinated like they did to Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, and Fred Hampton, then there will be liberty and justice for all. That part. I would like to thank everybody for listening to www.voiceofradio.com. Shout out to everybody that was on my Facebook Live. Please share this. What's up, Carmen? If nobody tells you that they love you today, I do. Happy Easter or Happy Resurrection Sunday to everybody. By the way, before I go, because of the voter suppression law that was passed in Georgia, the MLB All-Star Game is now being moved from Georgia. So to the people in Georgia that wanted to do that voter suppression law, y'all just cost yourself $1 billion worth of revenue. But we still got the NFL draft here in Cleveland, Ohio. Whoops. Let that sink in. Don't suppress. If you don't suppress our votes, we won't suppress your money. Period. If nobody tells you that I love you today, happy Easter, happy Easter, happy Resurrection Sunday. I'm going to let you off onto a smooth groove that I picked out. So enjoy it on www.voiceofradio.com. If you're on my Facebook Live, please share this. I'm going to upload it on my YouTube channel later. That's Larry H. Gardner G Productions. This is TLC digging on you. Peace, love, and hair grease. We're out of here.